Hello and welcome to our podcast, Treating Cancer the 3E Way. In this podcast, Lothar Hirneis and myself, Klaus Pertl, are looking at cancer in the 21st century. We're asking critical questions and informing people about who have cancer about different alternative and integrative ways of looking and dealing with cancer. Today, we want to look at a very important issue. For some people, the reality is that it is sometimes final stage. And how is it possible, or is it possible to survive final stage situation? Basically, surviving cancer against all odds. If the doctor has basically said, no cure, I'm sending you home to die. What is your experience, Lothar, after 20 years? Is it possible to even survive final stage?
Well, I have the big luck, you know, to meet many of these patients, not only in Germany, all around the world. Where I was traveling, I met in different religions, in different continents, in different countries. I met patients where the doctor exactly said what you said before. Sorry, we can't do anything for you. But we means we, the conventional doctors, or even alternative doctor, it doesn't matter. You know, many people are coming in our center. They have been also in alternative hospitals before, not only in conventional hospitals. Here, what is the point here? You know this nice sentence, if nothing change, nothing change. And this is the big thing here when you are in a final stage. This is what we are teaching our people, our guests coming to the 3E Center in Germany. If you want to expect changes, you have to do it. That's all. And it's a very small thing. If nothing change, nothing change. So what is the main thing? You know, people are, you know, in the podcast before we had last week, we talked about, you know, killing cancer cells, killing tumors, and hoping that the illness is going. But this is not working, and especially not in a final stage, because a final stage means normally that the people had a second, third, or even a fourth or fifth time tumors again. And here, you have to change something radically. You have to change it totally, you know. Or some illness, for example, with pancreatic cancer, you don't have the time to think about maybe we try this or that. You have to do it now. Better yesterday, but if you didn't yesterday, now is the time. And that's a big thing. And what is the focus here? Of course, you must change your diet. Of course, you must do plenty of detoxification therapies. But the main thing is definitely looking for the cause. And if you haven't done this, then I think, and there's still a big chance, even if you have tumors in a very bad way. Come on, Klaus, we saw so many patients, for example, glioblastoma, and they were free and had no brain tumors anymore. I think about this lady from Karlsruhe, I never forget. She had, I don't know, 40 or 50 tumors in the bones, and she's now free for I don't know how many years. And so can you be very, very ill and come back? Yeah. Can you have tumors at the same time in the liver, in the bones, and in the lung, or even the brain, and you can come back? Yes, you can. But there's a reason for that why it was not working before. And when you are very, very ill, you have to do the basics like detox and diet changing. But the main thing and the total focus here is definitely looking for the cause. And because if you find it, then you have to switch, coming back to health. And that's the thing. So to answer your question, yes, you can come back, but I have to say, as more final the situation is, as more difficult it is sometimes, yeah.
And I think, Lothar, we have both experienced one thing, and I think we always ask that question, especially if somebody has really not a good diagnosis. And you know the question is, do you want to live? Because that question is sometimes not asked. It sounds like an odd question, but I think a very important one. because maybe there are also good reasons why people have cancer. It is a way of dying, and for some people it will be a way of ending their life, and so therefore we cannot ignore that. But if we ask those people honestly, and they're answering honestly, a lot of people would say no, they don't want to live anymore. And I think then we know already, Lothar, this nothing can work anymore because that's over. But some people would very clearly say, yes, I want to live. So I think that's a very important part as well. And then obviously I also believe that, and we have experiences as well, that they take this self-responsibility for their life very serious and start changing now.
Yeah, well, we all know that, yeah, Klaus. You're so 100% right here. It's a big thing that people don't really want to live. I'm not saying, you know, everybody wants to be good looking and rich and healthy. We all know that, yeah. But when it comes to cancer and these people, they all have the same history. We have to understand. If you are in a final stage situation, and it's maybe not pancreatic cancer where it goes so fast, but let me say in all the other types of cancer, you know, they have normally a long history. The history normally looks, they have the diagnosis, they get some conventional chemotherapy, radiation, operation. And then they are free for a few months or a few years, then the tumor comes back, and then they get quite often the same therapy. Of course, in oncology, it makes sense to them because they are thinking, oh, it helped last time, so it will help this time. Yeah, they're not thinking in a longer term that, oh, it didn't help really. Let's think about something different here. Anyway, so normally they get the same therapy. Sometimes the tumor is going, sometimes not. And then a third time the tumor comes back, and they are really, really tired. And then comes another point. The point is, if you have cancer, you think about dying. It's a normal thing. Think how goes life, how is life after that, you know, for my wife, for my husband, for my children, for my parents, for all the people I love. And so this is a normal thing. And if you think about a lot of dying, you know what happens then? Sometimes to die is not so bad anymore. Because you discuss with all the lovely people around you, and you see, well, yeah, of course it's not nice to die, but for some people it's more important how they are dying and not that they are dying. So and so now you and I, we coming to these people and say, hey, you need a big discipline to go out. No coffee anymore, only coffee enemas. You have to change your diet, and you have to stay on this diet for the next years. You must see what you like, and you must do it, and you must stop all the things which cost you a lot of energy. And some people are saying, do I really want this? And the answer for many people, as we know, is no. So at the end, they accept to die. And unfortunately, you and I, we know, we also have to accept this way. So the only thing we can do is here, we can say to them, hey, listening, we have the experience. We have helped so many people in the last 20 years. We know it's possible. It's worthwhile to try it. Will you do it? Try it. And if it's not working in the next few weeks, do whatever you want. And I think this is what we offer in the 3E Center. Come to us for 4, 5, 6 weeks, and if it's not working, go home, you know. But what happened? Okay, you pay some money, but I think this is the best invest in your whole life, you know. So yeah, it's not that you can't change final stage, so not so well, final stage patients. It's not, but it's a very difficult thing because people are quite often. And then comes another point, what you just mentioned a little bit, is quite often these people, they gave up already, long time before they come to us, and they're doing it just to show the people they love, yes, I'm a fighter. Yes, I will fight against it. But we know fighting is not helping. All the people are fighting. All the people who are in Germany this year, 250,000 people dying on cancer. I would say 99.9% they were fighting. They fight very hard, and but they didn't survive. So fighting is not really helping. Changing is helping. But you know, we have sometimes people, they say, oh, if I can't drink coffee anymore, it's better for dying. What can you do? How can you help you? It's impossible. Yeah. So what I just want to say here is, the first thing is you need a commitment for living. A commitment for having discipline, and a commitment that it's worthwhile to have this discipline and that you have later a great life. If you understand this, if you do the commitment, then everything is fine. But without this, I think there is no surviving for a final stage cancer patient.
Absolutely. And I think this goes probably more to the relatives of the people who have cancer, because sometimes they want it more than the person itself. And for them it's sometimes the hardest, because they're children or there's a partner and they don't want to lose the partner or the children. And therefore they kind of insist that the partner has to survive, has to live. And in our center we have very often situations like this where the children are sending the mother, the father, and the mother, father don't want to do it. But it's the children who want them to live. But they, as you said, they don't want to change. They have the lifestyle, and that's... but. For the just to please the children, they come. But once they do make that decision, I think that's very, very empowering. And we have seen many cases like this. They do answer the question, I want to live. And yes, they want to take responsibility. And then they do something that we would describe as system jump. So they're jumping out of an environment, and sometimes very dramatic, into another environment that is for them more energy giving, and we would sometimes call this, they're going into an oasis, and they kind of like stop everything that is draining them and just really make a big jump to then come into a field, and let's call it an energy field of positive energy from the surrounding, from the environment, from the light, from the food, and so on, that suddenly they get hope again. And sometimes it's that switch, that internal switch of hope, that turns on something. And I never forget this one lady who was here when we started about 10 years ago, and she couldn't even walk, and her husband had to carry her in, and she had this oxygen mask on her face because she had no ability to breathe properly. And I think she was here 2 months with us. She was one of the longest guests. And afterwards, she walked out, and it was a couple of months later that the tumors were all gone. So yes, it is remarkable. But she also made a lot of changes, and she had also maybe something, Lothar, that is also quite important. She had support from her husband. And sometimes you can't do it alone. You need sometimes an environment that's supporting you. And I think that's also important.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Dr. Tamic in Budapest and Tom David, he, you know what he's doing in Budapest? He's saying, I'm not treating you if not one of your family comes with you. Because he said, he saw over the year how important it is that people, they need support from the family. And yes, I can totally say this. Yeah, I can. I agree 100% with it. Yeah.
So I think we can really confidently and from a lot of experience say to you, dear listeners, there is a success sometimes also, and it sounds very strange, but dying is not a penalty. Sometimes it is okay that people will die. And sometimes people will die, and that we need to accept. And especially for the relatives, it's not easy. But also, and that is a great reality and a great hope, I believe, there is a switch. And very often that switch that turns something around is not coming from the outside. I think we all see that very often. It is letting go of something, it is overcoming something, or it's making a decision that suddenly you can see there's a new sparkle in the eyes, and suddenly they get a little bit more encouraged again, and they go more out in the light, and they do a little bit more exercise, and they sleep a little bit better, and all those things gets better and better. So, but I think, Lothar, we can surely say one thing: adding more toxins is definitely not the way for final stage.
No, 100% for sure. You know, a few days ago, maybe the most famous Japanese doctor, Shigeaki Inoura is his name. He died with 105 years. And he said this wonderful sentence: energy comes from feeling good. And, you know, when you are in a final stage situation, how can you feel good? You can, but this is, like you said, you know, small steps. Small steps you have to go every day. In the morning you wake up and you feel a little bit better than yesterday. Still very bad, but a little bit better. And then at breakfast you can eat one spoon more of the Buddhic muesli. And so on, you know. It's small steps. And with each step, and this is what I'm coming back to Dr. Inoura here, with each step, you're feeling better. And then what happens? When you feel a little bit better, you get hope. You have the hope, wow, if I do this every day for the next few weeks or months, then I can come back to health. And this is exactly what people in the final stage have to understand. We can't just break down the tumors. We just can't kill it. We just can make you healthy in a second. But what you can do and what you can do is start today your journey into health with a small step and start with feeling good. Find something where you feel good and where you think you make a progress. It doesn't matter how big this progress is. It can be so small. Instead of walking 20 meters, you walk 21 meters. That's all. But every day you make a step into health, you feel better, you make a progress, and you get more and more hope, I think.
Super. I think that should be the closure for that podcast today, because that is the message for the people who are not having very good diagnosis and for the relatives of people who have those diagnoses. Yes, there is hope. And I think, Lothar, that is the most important message that we can ever share. Don't give up if you want to live, and start step by step. Thank you very much again for listening in today. It's goodbye from Klaus.
And thanks. Goodbye and Carpe Diem.